Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible from the generosity of Alita, who wanted to donate from her very own tithe money. She enjoys listening to the stories almost every night. Thank you so much, Alita. And a great big thank you to Ellie and Gunner. They enjoy listening in the car or over breakfast or lunch. Thank you so much for your generosity, Ellie and Gunner. Today's story is called Daniel and the Lions. This is Daniel Part 6 and is our very last episode in our Daniel series. So many times, you only hear about Daniel in the story of the lion's den. But since you've been listening to our Daniel series, you know what an important role Daniel has played. I hope you now understand that he was a person just like you. Daniel had lots of ups and downs in his life, as you heard from our stories. His life was rather hard, but he continued to trust God even when things didn't make sense. And time again, we hear how God is faithful and cares for Daniel. If you have missed these episodes, I highly recommend you go back and start at Daniel Part 1. Let's begin our story now. Last week, we heard King Nebuchadnezzar learn his lesson about pride. His dream came true, and in the end, he praised God, realizing that God was the ultimate king. Time passed, and eventually, King Nebuchadnezzar was replaced. His ancestor inherited the throne, and a new king was crowned, King Belshazzar. Daniel remained working for the new king until Darius the Mede took over the kingdom, claiming it for himself. Now that Darius ruled, he ordered Daniel to be one of the three supervisors. The supervisor's job was to make sure the king would not be cheated. Daniel showed that he could do the work better than the other supervisors and the governors. Because of this, the king planned to put Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom. Way to go, Daniel! Some of the other supervisors were a tad jealous. Well, not just a tad. I'd say really jealous. So jealous of him that they tried to find reasons to accuse Daniel, to get him in trouble. But Daniel went on doing the business he was supposed to do, and they could not find anything wrong with him.
What did you find? Oh, goody goody gumdrops. I can't wait to hear the dirt on him. Oh, tell me.
Well?
Out with it, now! What did you find?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I mean nothing. I watched him closely over and over, except when I had to eat lunch. You don't expect me to work on an empty stomach.
Oh, you...
Sorry, but I can't find a thing. Daniel is trustworthy. He's not lazy and doesn't cheat the king.
Finally, the men who concocted this evil plot realized they would have to come up with a trick, since there was no evidence against Daniel.
Huh. Well, we will never find any reason to accuse Daniel, but we must find something to complain about. Let's see.
He tapped his fingers as he thought.
I know. It will have to be about the law of his god.
With their new plan, the group raced off to tell the king. King Darius sat upon his throne as he listened to them.
King Darius, live forever. Anyway, the supervisors and the assistant governors and the governors and the people who advise you basically, all of us, well, we have all agreed on something. We think the king should make this law that everyone would have to obey. No one should pray to any god or man except you, our king. And this should be done for the next 30 days, and anyone who doesn't obey the law will be thrown into the lion's den. Now, our king, make the law. Write it down so it cannot be changed. The laws of the Medes and the Persians, well, they can't be canceled.
King Darius scratched his beard, considered the idea, and decided to make this law. You see, these evil men knew Daniel loved God. They knew he would not disobey God by praying to the king. This trick was the only way to get rid of him. When Daniel heard about the new law, he went to his house and walked upstairs to his room. The windows opened toward Jerusalem. A soft breeze brought fresh air in. 3 times each day, Daniel got down on his knees and prayed. He prayed and thanked God, just as he'd always done. Sneakily, the jealous supervisors followed Daniel, hoping to catch him.
What are you doing?
I'm blending in.
No. I can still see your entire body. Why did you wear bright orange? Even in that bush, the whole town can see you from a mile away.
Psst. Look. Look what Daniel's doing.
The group squinted their eyes and saw Daniel praying and asking God for help.
Bingo.
Now they could tattletale on Daniel. They wore a poisonous smile as they sprinted off to see the king. They talked to him about the law he had made.
Oh, hello, king. You know, I was just thinking, didn't you write a law that says no man may pray to any god or man except you? Our king, I'm pretty sure you did. And didn't it say that anyone who disobeys this law during the next 30 days will be thrown into, what was it? Oh yeah, the lion's den.
The king answered.
Yes, I wrote that law. And the laws of the Medes and Persians cannot be canceled.
Their plan was working, just as they'd hoped it would. The men sighed, acting as if they too were troubled, and said to the king,
Well, Here's the thing. Daniel is one of those captives from Judah, and he is not paying any attention to the law. Daniel, you see, he still prays to his God 3 times every day.
They watched as the king's face tightened in anger. But then, he appeared sad. He shook his head, dropping his gaze to the floor. This clearly was not the news he wanted to hear. He wanted to save Daniel. He worked until sunset, trying to think of a way to save him. Time had passed without the king taking action against Daniel. But of course, the jealous men would not let it go. They were all too happy to remind the king.
Remember our king, the law of the Medes and the law of the Persians. It says that no law or command given by the king can be changed.
So, King Darius gave the order. They brought Daniel, and on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, threw him into the lion's den. The king yelled down to Daniel,
"May the God you serve all the time save you."
A large stone was pushed over the opening of the lion's den, sealing it off. Then the king used his signet ring to put his special seal on the rock, as well as the rings of his royal officers. This showed that no one could move the enormous rock and bring Daniel out. No one could go in or out. Then King Darius turned and went back to his palace. He did not eat that night, and he could not sleep. The next morning, bright and early, the sun began to rise, showing off its gorgeous rays. King Darius jumped out of bed, slipped on his sandals, and hurried to the lion's den. As he got closer to the den, he was overcome with worry, and rightfully so. I mean, he'd just thrown Daniel into a den with lions. What did he expect? He called out to Daniel.
"Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God that you always worshipped been able to save you from the lions?"
I wonder if there was a long silence, hoping to hear Daniel's voice, but also expecting to hear nothing. Who could ever survive lions? But suddenly, Daniel answered.
"My king, my God sent his angels to close the lions' mouths. They have not hurt me, because my God knows I am innocent. I never did anything wrong to you, my king."
King Darius jumped for joy. His hands clapped excitedly as he told his servants to lift Daniel out of the lion's den. They lifted him out and looked him over from head to toe.
Wow!
Whoa! Their eyes widened in shock. They did not find any injury on him. No scratch, no bite, nothing. This was because Daniel had trusted in his God. Because of this, King Darius wrote a letter to make everyone aware of how great God is. He wrote,
I wish you great wealth. I am making a new law. This law is for the people in every part of my kingdom. All of you must fear and respect the God of Daniel. Daniel's God is the living God. He lives forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His rule, it will never end. God rescues and he saves people. God does mighty miracles in heaven and on earth. And God saved Daniel from the power of the lions.
So Daniel was successful during the time that Darius was king. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. First of all, you made it! You completed our Daniel series. Weren't there so many twists and turns? The Bible is exciting! Did Daniel have everything go exactly how he hoped? Was every day a day full of rainbows and butterflies, chocolate desserts, and lots of laughter?
No.
No. Remember our first story, Daniel Part 1? He was actually captured and taken to Babylon, a place far from his home. Did Daniel continue to trust and listen to God, even when life was so messy?
Yes.
Yep. He listened to God, but even doing the right thing did not mean his life would always be easy. In fact, there were times we heard he and his friends' lives were in danger because they did the right thing, instead of listening to the king's evil rules. You see, sometimes we wrongly believe that if our days are going poorly, maybe we just heard bad news, maybe we didn't get to do the thing we had planned for so long. Well, sometimes people think it's because we weren't doing the right thing or weren't obeying God enough. But that is not always the case, because we just heard how Daniel obeyed God over and over again. And yet, he was thrown into a lion's den. I'd say Daniel probably thought that was a pretty terrible day. He was doing everything right, but his life was far from easy or perfect. Share with me right now a time you did the right thing, but what happened after was not what you wanted.
If I gave someone my toy and they wouldn't give it back.
Thank you for sharing. Do you think God still saw your good works and he was pleased with it?
Yes.
Absolutely. God saw Daniel doing the right thing. God never left Daniel's side. Now, what did they notice when they pulled Daniel out of the lion's den? Answer out loud.
He was okay.
Yes. We heard that God was with him and protected him. You see, even in Daniel's obedience, something scary could still happen to him, but God never left him. God was always with him. And do you think a lot of people came to know God and trust in him after Daniel's experience? Yes. King Darius even changed his mind and wrote a letter to make everyone aware of how great God is. He wrote,
God rescues and he saves people. God does mighty miracles in heaven and on earth. And God saved Daniel from the power of the lions.
Only God could change the king's heart and save Daniel from the lions. I'm so thankful we serve such a loving and powerful God. This week, remember that even if things don't make sense, you are doing what's right, but things aren't what you expected. Remember that God sees your good works. He loves you and is always with you, in good days and hard ones, just as he was with Daniel. Well, that is it for today's story. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to click subscribe or follow so you never miss an episode. And, as always, bye for now.